In Chapter 7, we'll be introducing the adjectives. Adjectives are usually words that modify nouns. So we'll first give a definition of these, we'll see the various usages that they're put to, and then we'll learn the morphology, the various forms for the adjectives. One other thing we'll take a look at in this chapter is the is verb, eimi, and we'll learn that in this chapter as well. It's a very important verb in the Greek language. So let's begin with our adjectives. Adjectives are usually defined as words that modify nouns. And sometimes in Greek, they can play even an adverbial role, modifying the sense of the verb. Often an adjective will answer the question, what kind of blank is it? So, for example, the red truck sped by us. What kind of truck? The red truck. So red is the adjective modifying truck by telling us what color it is. There are three major usages of the adjectives in English and also in Greek will follow the same type of pattern. First, there are attributive adjectives. Attributive adjectives attribute a characteristic to the noun that it's attached to. So, for example, the good book. Good modifies book. It attributes a characteristic to the book that follows it. Now, the predicate adjective actually ascribes a characteristic to a noun, usually using a clause or an is verb to do that. So in this case, it would be, the book is good. It ascribes the characteristic of good to the book. Now, a substantive is an adjective that actually acts like a noun. So sometimes adjectives can become nounal or nominalized in their usage. So, for example, the good die young. The good stands for like the good person, but the person is dropped, the noun is dropped, so the adjective plays the role or fills the slot of the noun. The good die young. So these three usages are really the tricky part of the adjectives. When you see the forms, it's going to be no big surprise on any of the forms. But what type of usage, whether it's attributive, predicate, or substantive use, that will be the real issue with mastering these adjectives. Don't be scared off by this slide with all these forms on it. For our adjective, we'll use the word agathos, which means good. So this is a good paradigm. Because it's one, I don't want you to learn necessarily. I just want you to be able to think through using the forms that we already know. When you look down the first column, you'll notice that the endings are exactly the same as what we've had on logos, the second declension masculine noun. So it's agathos, agathou, agatho, agathon, agathoi, agathon, agathois, agathous. We already know those endings, no problem. Now for the feminine, you'll notice that the nominative, genitive, dative, accusative forms are exactly the same as graphe, the first declension noun that we already chant through. So it's agathe, agathes, agathe, agathain, agathai, agathon, agathais, agathas. Exactly what we would expect. Similarly, for the neuter, the nominative, genitive, dative, accusative is exactly the same endings as we've gotten from hieron. So it's agathon, agathou, agatho, agathon, agatha, agathon, agathois, agatha. You'll notice again in the neuter, the nominative and the accusative are exactly the same form in both the singular and plural, and the genitive and dative, both singular and plural, match exactly the masculine forms over in the second declension noun masculines. So these forms are nothing new, really, and can either be masculine, feminine, or neuter, depending on the noun that it modifies. It will match the noun in number, gender, and case. Generally, the adjective in the attributive position has the article. Now, that can come in several ways. It can come with a noun with the article or a noun without the article. But the attributive adjective often has the article. So, for example, Ho agathos logos means the good word. But it could also be written as ho logos, ho agathos, which also means the good word. So, for example, in John 10:11, it says, ego eimi ho poimein ho kalos. I am the good shepherd. Kalos also means good. Now, sometimes the attributive adjective will not have the article, yet it is still attributive, but you've got to then depend more on the context to tell you that it's attributive. So sometimes there'll be ambiguity whether it's an attributive or a predicate adjective being used when there is no article attached to the adjective. Now, the predicate position for the adjective has no article. The noun may or may not have the article. So, for example, you've got agathos, ho, logos. The word is good. Predicate position is good. Can also be written logos, agathos. The word is good. Now, the logos does not have the ho article with it. An example of this then can be seen in Luke 2:25. Kai ho anthropos houtos dikaios. And this man was righteous. Taken as an adjective in the predicate position. The third way that the adjective is used is as a substantive. This is oftentimes when the adjective has the article, but there's no noun whatsoever. So the adjective takes over the role of the noun. So, for example, you have hoi de dikaioi eis zoein aionion, and the righteous unto eternal life. You see that the righteous dikaioi adjective actually fills the slot of a noun. Because there is no noun, the adjective takes over that role. So the righteous unto eternal life. It's really the righteous people, but it just says righteous and then it becomes, and then it acts as a noun form. Now sometimes when the adjective does not have the definite article and the noun doesn't have an article either, it may be either predicate or attributive. And so there's some ambiguity in that case, so the context must be used to determine whether it's predicate or attributive. And sometimes even the context won't give it to you. For example, kai aner agathos kai dikaios. Translated from Luke 23:50, a good and righteous man. But it could also be translated, and a man was good and righteous. But the context pushes it in the direction of an attributive adjective rather than a predicate adjective. The is verb in many languages is irregular. And so in Greek, our verb that means I am or is eimi. In the present active indicative, we're going to learn to chant it. The first person singular is eimi, I am. Second person singular, a, means you are. Estin, notice I included the movable noun, he, she, it is. First person plural is esmen, we are. Este is second person plural, you are. Esin is third person plural, they are. This verb is extremely important, used all over the New Testament, so we'll just learn to chant through this and get this down cold. So the chant goes, eimi e estin, esmen este esin. One more time. Eimi e estin, esmen este esin. Repeating it together, eimi e estin, esmen este esin. An example of how eimi is used can be seen in this clause. Hoti ho theos alethes esteem. That God is true. So you see, it's in the third person singular. He is true. Esteem. Little bit different than luo, but you've got it. How do you say no in Greek? This is the negation of the indicative mood. The form before a consonant is u. So, for example, it's kai u lambanete me. And you do not accept me. The form becomes uk when it comes before a smooth-breathing vowel. So, for example, it's kai lege uk ami. And he said, I am not. The uk takes the kappa because ami begins with a smooth-breathing vowel, or a diphthong in this case. The u becomes an uk with a ki when it comes before a rough-breathing vowel. So it's uk humes lege hoti. Do you not say? And uk with a ki is used because it comes before the upsilon that has a rough breathing. So three forms of u, u, uk, and uk. One with a kappa, one with a ki. Rough breathing forces it up to a ki, similar to what we've seen in the vowel droppings at the end of the prepositions. And now for the vocabulary of Chapter 7. Agathos aon. You'll notice the aon endings are placed there. The agathos gives you the masculine. The a is the feminine ending for the adjective. And on is the neuter ending for this adjective. And so you'll notice it's not a noun which has a genitive and article following, but rather the masculine, feminine, and neuter forms are given, which indicates that this is an adjective and not a noun. Agathos means good. The second word is hagios, aon, and it means holy. The third word is dikaios, aon, and it means righteous. The fourth word is ami, and it means I am. The fifth word is judaios, aon, and it means Jewish or a Jew. The sixth word is megas, megale, mega, and it means great. Nekros aon means dead. Word number 8 is u, uk, uk, and it means no or not. The ninth word is protos aon, and it means first. And the tenth word is phoné. You'll notice the ace he follows it, the genitive ending, and then the article, indicating that this is a noun, not an adjective. Phoné means voice.